Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to take a couple of verses from the Romans chapter 13.
Gusto ko nga mo tanaw ka diri sa Romans kapitulo 13, tug tanaw diri.
And I will read them in English, and Brother Lito will read in Vasaya, or Sabano, whatever you call it. Amen. So Romans 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Okay.
Sa nagbalo sa panahon nga kini karon ang husto nga panahon sa pagmata gikan sa pagkatulog kay karon ang atong kaluwasan mas haluol pa kaysa diha nga kita rito ang akong bahin sa kagabion napupos na ang adlaw haluol na busa sa likway nato ang mga buhat sa kanindi ug isulog nato ang hinidiban sa kahayag maglakaw kita nga matilung-anon ingon nga diha sa adlaw dili diha sa pagpatuyang o sa paghubog-hubog, dili diha sa pagkamaulan o kalawayan, dili diha sa pagkibingkil o sa pagsinahay. Apan isulog ninyo ang Ginoong Hesukristo o ayaw pagtagana alang sa ulod sa pagtuman sa mga pangibog ninyo.
Amen. Amen. High time. High time.
High time. Taas nga panahon.
Yeah.
Yes. High time. High time.
High time.
Yeah. Taas nga panahon. Yes.
It is high time.
Taas nga panahon.
Isn't that what that verse said? Knowing the time, it is high time. How do you translate that?
Husto nga panahon.
Okay. Did you get it right now?
Yes, husto nga panahon. All right. High time. Taas.
High time.
High is taas. So, husto nga panahon is that translation.
Yes.
Okay.
Knowing the time.
May bala na to ang time.
How many of you know the time that we live in?
Bala ba mo ka pila na lang atong time na atong ipuyan?
Amen. How many of you realize that we are living in the last time? Yes. We are living in the last days. We are living in the end time. Amen. The end of this age. Amen. Not the end of the world. But the end of the age in which we live.
Pero katapusan sa ining kalibutan nga nagpuyning na atong gipuy-an.
Now in God,
diha sa Ginoo,
God is eternity.
Ang Ginoo eternidad.
There is no beginning and there is no end in God.
Walay sinugdanan ug walay katapusan diha sa Ginoo.
But in our time, in our age, we have a beginning and we have an end. And even in the seasons of God, as far as we're concerned, they have beginning and they have end of seasons.
Even sa kapanahonan sa Ginoo, naay Walay beginning o walay katapusan? Yes.
So if we understand
kung masabta na to,
where we are in time,
kung masabta to asa ta dili nga panahuna,
then we know that we cannot be asleep.
Nahibawa na to nga dili ta matulog, dili ta magtulog-tulog.
So Brother Paul is writing in the Romans here.
Brother Paul is writing dili sa Romans
that we must rise, we must awake.
Nga kinahanglan mo bakod ta magbata kita.
Amen. Help has arrived.
Praise the Lord. Brother and Mark.
Okay.
We just started, Brother Edmar. So we thank Sister Merlinda. She did a good job for 5 minutes. Yes, she had 6 minutes. Amen. Okay, so we're talking about the time that we live. It says it is high time to awake. That means that Paul is writing to the church that is asleep. And if his church was asleep in Paul's day, I believe the church is asleep in our day. And if we remain asleep, we are not in position to welcome and be ready for the coming of the Lord. And he says that because of this, we should know that our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Now, brethren, were you saved when you first believed? Did you have salvation? When you first repented of your sin, when you first asked the Lord to forgive you, were you saved? Yes, you were given eternal life. But that is not the end of your salvation. If you want the salvation, the fullness of salvation, you have to continue until the end. Now let's look at another verse here. Before we go, let's look at verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. What do you mean the night is far spent and the day is at hand? Is it night? Well, the sun is shining. So in the natural, it is daytime.
Sa natural na pagtanan na ito, kinigil siya hayag man ng adlaw.
But the Bible says that we are living in a time of night, darkness. In the spirit realm, it is dark out there. The world is living in darkness. The souls of men are in darkness. There is no light in their soul. There is no hope. Men, women who are very rich, very famous, they're committing suicide. Why? Because they have no hope and no vision of anything that goes beyond this life. They believe that whatever they can get in this world is all they're ever going to have. So, eat, drink, be merry, get drunk, take drugs. Sex, works of darkness, rioting, whatever, you know. And there's no hope, there is no life. So Paul said that we must live honestly and we must put on the armor of light. So let us remember now, the night is far spent. And our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Go to Brother Peter. First Peter. Chapter 1.
Capitulo 1.
Verse 3. Now in the third verse here, he's talking about the hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have a hope. Because Jesus resurrected, we also believe that we will follow him. He is the first fruit. He is the eldest son. And also, as sons of God, we will follow in resurrection. So we have a hope. After this life, after this body dies, then I will live again. My soul will not die. Power go out? Must be. Well, we can go on. You can hear me? Okay. All right, so let's go down. It says we have an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, verse 4, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us. 1:4. Amen. It says, who are kept, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time.
Kinsa gibantayan sa kahog sa Dios pinagi sa pagtuo ngadto sa kaluwasan nga andam na nga ipadayag sa katapusan panahon.
Okay, so now it says here that there is a salvation to be revealed at the last time.
Ato mo sa ato di masaklaro kayo nagasulti nagatungan sa matapos ka nato maadunay kaluwasan nga iyang ipadayag sa umaabot na panahon.
So I am saved.
So buti pasabot nini sa diagawan ng si Kristo Jesus naluwasan.
I am being saved.
Unya magpadayo ng kaluwasan.
And I will be saved.
Unya diya na yung finale ng kaluwasan.
Say it in your language with Brother Edmar. I am saved.
Sige, masundo mo na ako kuno. Ako luwas.
I am being saved.
Unya nagapadayon ng kaluwasan.
Amen. And I will have the finality of my salvation.
Unya maangkon gyud ako ang kaluwasan diyon sa himpit.
There we go. They helped you out, huh?
Okay.
Now I have to think of King David. David won many battles. Many battles over the Philistines. But I believe that David understood that his salvation was not finished until all his enemies were destroyed. Not just winning one or two battles, but I have under Jesus' feet all my enemies. Now, let's just pick a few verses here and there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. Is this whole chapter is about resurrection from the dead. Let me ask you a question. Are you all going to die someday? Well, if Jesus doesn't come, yes, you will. All of your ancestors have died, right? Where are they? What will happen to you when you die?
Where
with
Jesus,
where
will be with Jesus?
Well, here I have a body. What's going to happen to this? All right. They're going to put it in a wooden box, I think. Sometimes they burn it, but I think they'll put me in a wooden box. And then they'll put me in the ground. And nobody will ever look there again. Amen. But am I in the ground? What happened to me? So this is not Merlinda.
Uh-huh.
kapila si Berlinda, no?
This is not Sister Madeline. This is not Daisy. This is not Alan. I shake his hand, I greet him, I say, hello, Alan. But I only recognize him because I know what his face looks like in his body. But I don't know what his soul looks like. And that's the real Alan. I have no idea what her soul looks like. With these eyes. But I know her soul. How do I know? Because we talk, we spend time, so I know her by her soul, but not by these eyes and by these ears. And when we cross into eternal life, I believe that I will know who she is. So this whole chapter is talking about the resurrection. See, the me is not this flesh. This is not me. This is just a place where I live for a while. My soul lives in here. And one day this will be put away and my soul will be free. Now, if I am in Christ, my soul will go to be with Him. If I'm not with Christ, my soul will go and follow the devil. And it will be in torment forever. Amen. But my spirit, it doesn't matter if I'm with the Lord or if I'm not, my spirit will always go back to God.
Apa ang espiritu sa tao sa atong espiritu automatically siya mo kuhaon sa Dios kay ang espiritu iya man sa Dios.
So you see, my spirit is not the real me.
Ay mo makita din ang espiritu nga niya kanato nila mo tinuod na kita.
My spirit is only the little radio here that is tuned to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Ang espiritu sa tao, espiritu nato, sama siya sa usa ka istasyonan kani ipasigo sa Dios ang iyang mga programa para na kita maisama nga tumaniya.
So if I never hear the voice of God, the spirit goes back to God and I go to follow the devil.
Mao kon kita dili ta makadumog sa pulong sa Dios, ang espiritu mo padulong sa Ginoo nga atong kalag padulong na dito sa asa na pitang impierno.
So, how do I know your soul?
Kung saan man ato pagkailalo sa imong kalag o sa atong kalag?
Because no, because your soul has your will. It has desires. It has a mind. And it has emotions. So I know my wife's soul. I know her desires. Most of them anyway. And she believes that she knows my desires. And being a good wife, she tries to make sure my desires are... And trying to be a good husband, I like to know her desires so I can help her too. See, now I know some things about Sister Merlinda. I know she has a desire for the school. I know that she's had that desire for at least 10 years. Well, maybe 10. I don't know. Maybe 8.
10
for the school?
8 years.
8 for the school.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm just telling you, this whole chapter is about the resurrection. Let's read verse 34 now. It says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." 34, yeah.
Pagmataan ngadto sa pagkamatanong, tumayaw pa pagkasala, kahit ang pipilaw wala ng baton sa kalibalo sa Diyos. Ako nagsunti niini sa pagpakaulaw sa inyo.
All right, so Paul is telling us again, awake.
Si Pablo nagasunti pag-usap ng literato, dinahalan kita magmata.
We have no business being asleep spiritually in this hour. Okay, now, in verse 45 it says, "And so it was written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit."
Busa kini nga sulat ang una nga tawo nga si Adam gihimo nga usab ka buhi nga kalag ang dapatusan nga Adam gihimo nga usab ka makabuhi nga espiritu.
So if you look in Genesis,
kung atong balikon pagtan-aw ang Genesis,
God took dirt, clay,
ang Ginoo naghugol gikan sa lapok,
and he made Adam. Now, I don't know. I suppose he made the animals out of the same kind of clay. What happens when a cow or a dog dies? Same thing, right? Turn to dust. But he put something different in Adam. He breathed into his mouth. Now, we know that God doesn't breathe like we do. We know that God is spirit. He doesn't have
flesh
like we do. But we're made, amen, in His image. So He did something different to Adam that He did not do with the monkeys, amen, and the cows. He put His spirit.
Iyang ang tao gibutangan niya sa iyang espiritu.
Now, Adam became a living soul.
Sa diyan mahuman patayop sa Dios ang ginhawan ngadto kang Adan nan ang si Adan nahimo siya nga buhing kalag.
See, the cow has a soul. The cow, the dog.
Ang bak, ang baka, ang iro, na sila'y kalab.
But when the cow dies, the soul dies.
Apan kalainan ni ang kunang baka mamatay siya, pati nang iyahang kalang mamatay.
Because it's not a living soul.
Tungod kay wala man siya ibubing kalab.
There is no spirit in the cow. So you can eat the cow. And you haven't destroyed a living soul. The cow is just meat with a soul. Oh, grass.
Oh,
more grass. Yeah, you know. Oh, here comes the farmer, run away. Yeah, very simple soul. But the cow never cries out for God. Oh God, where are you? So it says the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam. Who was the last Adam? Jesus. Jesus is the last Adam. Okay. Now, because our first Adam fell into sin, I might add, along with Eve's encouragement. Amen. Therefore, we all inherited the fall into sin. So, our soul became dark. And our soul needed something to make us alive again. Quickening spirit. Quickening means making life. You probably know that I studied to be a nurse when I was young. Okay, now I've never been pregnant. I've never had a baby in me. I never will. But I studied these things. Amen. And when a woman, one day, she feels something move. And the doctor calls this time quickening.
Bahina,
So Jesus is the last Adam. Is a quickening spirit because he comes into our very dark, almost dead soul with his blood. And it, there's life in me. When you receive the life of the blood of Jesus Christ, all of a sudden you know that you are alive. You were dead, but now you are alive. Amen. All right, now let's go to the next verse. Or were we going to the next verse? Yes, 46. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual.
Apan bisa pagili kanto mawakuna ng espirituhan, apan kanang natural, paghuman nga na kanto ng espirituhan.
So God gives us first the natural thing. And if we can understand the natural thing, then he gives us the open mind to understand the spiritual things. Now let's go to verse 50 here before we leave Corinthians. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
Karon ako mamingon ini mga igsoon nga ang ulod pagdugo dili makapanunod sa kinahanglan sa Dios. Ni ang pagkadunod makapanunod sa walay pagkadunod.
Flesh and blood. I'm not going to show you any blood today, but flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Something must be done with this body. This body cannot inherit the kingdom of God because it is corruptible. When I die, it will rot, it will stink. You know, terrible, corruptible things will happen to it. But living in this body is me. And this cannot be corrupted unless I let the devil have it. Under the blood. Under the blood, this soul will not be corrupted. Hallelujah. Let us go. Oh my, many things flying about here, huh? Let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5.
Ephesians capítulo 5.
Just one verse. Maybe one, maybe more.
Uh,
at verse 8. Verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. What did you do? What was your life like when you walked in darkness? You followed the ways of darkness. Now, when you come to the light, you don't walk that way anymore, do you? You're going to lose some of your friends. Why? Because your friends want to walk the way of darkness. One day in my life, I had some friends at the hospital where I worked. And they talked and talked about the good time that they had in on Friday night or whatever.
Magsurihanay sila may tungkol sa ilahang mga happenings, mga maayo o kanang kalipay nila sa nandirinis pa. Magsurihanay sila.
Nightlife, yeah.
Kinabuhi niya sa kalipin ito, niya sa kanang malingaw sila sa panahon sa kagabiyon.
Now, I was a Christian, but I was still an outer court Christian.
Neto niya yun na kisano na siya, pan.
However, I had never walked in the kind of darkness that these people walk in. And I wondered, what is this all about that they're so excited about? So there was a man that he was the head of the purchasing department. And I like to go. He had the best hunting places and the best fishing places, you know. So he was my friend. So one day he was talking to one of his friends about what they're going to do Friday night. They're going to go out. They're going to have a good time. So I said, hey, can I go with you? He said, sure. So I said to my wife, I'm going to spend some time with Holly tonight. His name was Holly, by the way. It wasn't a girl. She said, okay, I'll see you later. Now, I would never drink beer, alcohol. I wouldn't do it. So he went to the first place and they got drinks. He said to me, well, you've got to order something.
I said,
Okay, Pepsi. So I drank Pepsi and they were drinking. And I drank very slowly. So they said, okay, we're ready to go. We're going to go to the next place.
So
I went to the next place and they ordered their beer and whatever they ordered. What do you have? Oh, Pepsi. Drink another Pepsi. Okay, we're ready to go to the next place. So they ordered more beer. And, well, I'll have a Pepsi. I don't know how many Pepsis I drank. I was ready to float home on Pepsi. And I never asked if I could go again. And the last time I went fishing with this brother, no, he wasn't a brother, this man. He had a very good place to go ice fishing. Have you ever, do you know about ice fishing? Well, where I live, all the lakes freeze over and the ice gets about this thick. Yes, in fact, I drove my car right out on ice on Lake Champlain, I think it was. I drove the car right out on the ice. There's a little shack there and a hole where you can fish. For fish. And I was interested in catching some fish. You know, it's awful fun to have fish bite. Oh, yeah, I got it. Well, as soon as Holly and his friend arrived, they brought out a little thermos. And I thought, oh, he brought some hot chocolate. No! It was some, I don't know, what do people, some kind of whiskey or something?
Liquor.
Yeah, some kind of liquor?
Yeah.
I said, oh, that is really all he wanted to do. He didn't want to fish. They were having a good time drinking their liquor and telling stories. Now, granted, I wasn't walking in the place I'm walking now, but I knew that I did not want to walk in that kind of darkness. So, we're talking about, did I read the verse here in Ephesians?
15.
What verse did I read?
15, beginning spirit.
Oh, I'm in Ephesians now, okay?
Yeah.
It says in verse 5, no, verse 8, chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 5. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. This is how we should deal with the fruits of darkness. Amen. Now, we understand that the night is at hand. The night is far spent and the day is coming. Let me take you to Psalms
130.
There's a very interesting verse here, and I don't know whether you ever noticed this verse. We have a song about these verses. Verse 5 and verse 6. He says here, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope.
Verse 5 first.
I am waiting for the Lord, my soul is waiting, and in what do I put my hope?
Nagayon din niya ang akong kalag nagahulat sa Dios o ang akong paglaom na butang ato kaniya.
His word. His word. My soul, verse 6, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning.
Ang akong kalag naghulat alang sa Ginoo, labaw pa kanila nagtukaw alang sa kabuntagon. Ako ng Ginoon, labaw pa kanila nagtukaw alang sa kabuntagon.
Have you ever been in a position where you have to watch for the morning? Maybe you've been in a time of disaster. Maybe there was even trouble at night. Maybe somebody in your family was sick, or maybe they were dying. And you would only have your answer in the morning. And so all night long, you really do not sleep. If you lay down in bed, you turn and you turn, and you look at your clock, and an hour later you look at the clock again, and you get up and you say, no, it's too early. This is what David is talking about. He was saying, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits for the Lord more than they that wait for the morning. In the morning, you get the news. Is it good news? Is it bad news? Now in the morning, I know what I have to do. Just a couple more verses. Matthew. Matthew 26. That's 26. By the size?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay. Spanish. Oh, Spanish. What, you guys speak Spanish?
Yeah. Our number, uno, dos, tres.
So if I learn Spanish, can I speak Cebuano? Okay. Yeah. Amen. Okay. Matthew 26, verse 38. Jesus is in the garden of Gethsemane. And he asked his disciples, "Can you stay awake and watch with me?" In other words, stand with me in this period of darkness. Can we as a people of God stand together in this time of darkness? The enemies are making plans against us. We need to stand together. Jesus asked the disciples, he came here and he said, verse 38, my soul is sorrowful even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Verse 38. Verse 40, he came, they were asleep again. He said, "Could you not watch for 1 hour?" Then in verse 41, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And finally in verse 45, "Then he came to his disciples and he said to them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. I finish with Isaiah verse 52, chapter 52, I mean. "Awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come out of thee the uncircumcised and the unclean."
What verse were you marking?
That first verse.
Pagmata, pagmata, isulong ang iyong kusog, O Sion. Isulo pa mino ang matahong ng mga piste o yung sarin. Ang wala ang sudan kay kikan garo wala na yung anhi pa nanak kami mo na di tinuli o ang bugaw.
Verse 2, shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Now you know that's talking to us. We are the Jerusalem. We are the Mount Zion. So rise, my friends, and come into the light. In Jesus' name. Amen.